Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of this podcast. And we've been talking a lot recently about message and how you can share your message on different social media channels and through blogs and email. But I thought today it might kind of shift the topic just a little bit and talk about time management. Because here's the thing. I know when it comes to social media marketing that one thing that small business owners struggle with is managing their time on social media and being able to figure out when they should post, how often they should post, not to mention how they can even fit it into their day of when to post. Believe me, I have been there. I struggle with this constantly. I actually have a VA who's helping me with my own social media marketing because I have to have time to be able to deal with working for clients. So I know that it is a big struggle, especially because there's so many options for social networking today. It was hard enough to manage when it was just, you know, the big three. We had Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to worry about. But now there's Google+, there's Pinterest, there's Instagram, there's YouTube. There's even more, and I know I'm forgetting some. But you know what I mean? It's just like, Now, I have talked about in the past the importance of just focusing on maybe one or two social media channels at first before you get going. And that's certainly still advice I swear by. But you do have to start having platforms or to be able to have multiple platforms for your message, only because if your target audience is on different platforms, you want to be able to have a chance to reach them in different ways. And we've also talked about repurposing your content in the past and how, again, it's so important to be able to share it in different formats and in different, across different channels, because this way you can reach everybody in a different way. So once you've decided on that platform now, or platforms, I should say, depending if you're going to do more than one, now you got to come up with a schedule for posting content and being able to engage with your followers. So what I've come up with and in working, experimenting with different sources and coming up with different ideas and folks, a lot of different companies have some different suggestions, and I kind of pulled together some tips for you on how to be able to manage your time on social media, first daily tasks and then as a weekly task. So let me go over kind of the daily tasks that you should handle first, and especially on depending on how much time you have to play with. So let's say you've got 30 minutes or less to spend. What are you going to do? Okay, let's try to maximize get the most bang for your time, I guess, as opposed to bang for your buck. So you've got 30 minutes or less. What are you going to do? Well, one thing you're going to do is you're going to go to whatever platform you're on, respond to any mentions or questions that your followers have posted. Then you can share one relevant third-party article on each social account that you're dealing with. And then comment on a blog post. If you read blogs, different blog articles in your industry, it's a good idea to comment on one of those. And then also follow at least two people. So again, if you're on, whether it's Twitter or Facebook, whatever you're doing, see if you can follow at least two people, two prospects or two thought leaders in your industry, something like that. Okay, so that's 30 minutes or less. Now, let's say you got a little bit more time. Let's say you have 30 to 60 minutes. What can you do? Okay, well, first thing, you're going to respond to those social mentions and questions. Now, you can share two relevant third-party articles on, say, Facebook and Google+, and up to six articles on Twitter. Now, key tip here, use a scheduling tool so that you can make sure that these posts are going to be scattered throughout the day. Now, because on Twitter, for instance, you're not going to just do six posts in a row. schedule those out about maybe every 4 hours or so, so that you have them going. This way, again, you're going to be able to meet, get in front of a lot of different people. Next thing, you can comment on at least 2 blog posts and follow at least 5 people. Okay? Now, all right, let's say you've got a lot of time on your hands. Maybe it's the weekend, you want to spend some time, or maybe you just are blotting out. You say, I'm going to do an hour or more today. I'm going to go ahead and dedicate to social media. Okay, what are you going to do? All right, first thing, respond to social mentions and questions, like I said before. Here's what you could do. Next thing, though, is schedule some status updates for the rest of the week to relevant third-party articles. So find, get a bunch of articles and then schedule those out. Comment on at least 4 blog posts. That would be number 3. Then the 4th thing, you can follow at least 5 people again. And then the 5th thing that you could do is you could ask 2 people a question and then follow up with responses. So this would be good. You could, if you want to post a question on Twitter, post it on your Facebook page, but the idea is to get some engagement going. Okay? So those are your daily tasks. I'm going to grab a quick drink of water here for 1 second. Sorry about that. My mouth is getting dry. Okay, now let's go over some weekly tasks that you could do. So this is, a weekly schedule that you could put together. And what I'm going to do, I just had this great idea. You know what I'm going to do? Because I had put this together for some of my clients. I've got like a document that has all this stuff. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to include this I'm just going to put it in the show notes below there so you will be able to download it and be able to get access to this. Because rather than just listening to it, I know you're probably busy. You might be at the gym right now and you're going, okay, this is great info, Gloria, but I don't have a pen or paper right handy. So don't worry about it. When you have time later, go back and go to my website, GloriaRand.com, and look for this underneath my blog, and you'll find it, and you will have the info there. So you'll have it. Don't worry about it. Okay, so weekly tasks. All right, so what are you going to do Monday? Okay, Monday, here's a good thing to do. Publish a new piece of content, like a blog post. And I have read recently that they do say that actually posting a blog post on Monday, you get the most engagement. And I wish I could remember where I saw this, but I swear, I just read this last week. And here's another tip. Post blog content consistently on the same day each week. So if you are going to do it on a Monday, at least start on a Monday. If you're going to do it at least once a week, that's a great day to do it. And then you can later scale it up to multiple times a week if you or your team, if you have employees or some who can handle, who are going to take on some of this writing tasks, and let them do that as well. Tuesday, what you should do is check Google Analytics and your Facebook Insights and see how things are doing. Look and see how your past articles have been performing. See if you see something, if there's a certain topic that you've been writing about that maybe stands out and is doing really well, then that might be something you want to revisit and find some different angles on and talk about it again. Then you want to promote that new blog post on all your social channels, your Facebook fan page, your Twitter account, Google Plus page, LinkedIn, what have you. Then you're going to schedule repeat shares of the same post on Twitter for every week for the next month, and then once a month thereafter. And you can use different messages and hashtags for each scheduled share. So again, posting multiple times on Twitter is absolutely a great thing to do. Now, Wednesday, you want to start coming up with next week's piece of content. So again, brainstorm, come up with some ideas, maybe start an outline, and then actually go ahead and get it written. Because then what you'll do is then you can have it written and scheduled so that it will publish on the following Monday. Okay, Thursday, what are you going to do next? Okay, now one good thing to do is to go through and trim out and prune those inactive followers that you might have on Twitter. And I know I've talked about this, I think recently, but I'll mention it again. ManageFlitter.com. That's manage, F as in Frank, LITTER.com. And it's a good, great tool for that. So that helps you kind of get rid of some of the dead weight and there are people who aren't following you back, for instance. And then you can use other social channels to be able to share some promotions or special offers that you have. And then on Friday, again, collect data for social reports. So maybe you want to be able to just kind of compile and see how things are doing, put together your own reports, or in case you are managing social media for somebody else, you want to put that together for your clients. But primarily, it's mostly for you as an internal thing. Or you can just kind of take a break, for that matter, too, if you want. Take a break. It's okay. And then, you know, relax. Or maybe look for some, you know, what might be fun is looking for some fun things to post on Friday. Because I will tell you that engagement goes way up on Friday on Facebook. So you might want to do something like that. You might want to consider doing a Facebook fan day on Friday is, you know, honor your fans or encourage other people maybe to share their Facebook fan pages so you can kind of build a community that way. So there you have it. There's my time management tips for social media, and hope you got some value out of that today. So as always, I invite you to subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss out on any more great tips on how to be able to get your marketing message out there to your prospects and clients. And if you'd be so kind as to leave me a review on iTunes, it would be great. There's a few reviews on there now, and I'd love to be able to get some more. And just let me know. Give me some feedback. I'd love to know what you think of the show. If there's any way that I can improve it, please, please tell me. I would love to hear about it. And also, if you have any questions, tweet me on Twitter, or I am at Gloria Rand is my username. And if you use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed, and that's WRITE, then I'll know that you've been listening to the podcast, and that would be awesome as well. So until next time, this is Gloria Rand wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.